All right. Good morning, y'all. Welcome back to the undisputed truth, which is love. And I guess it's probably not morning for you. Maybe it is. But it is. It is for me. Sorry, I got a bit distracted. My dog was coming up to greet me. Today, the message that's been coming through really strongly is to simply trust yourself. I feel we don't know how to trust ourselves nowadays. We're constantly looking for advice and validation and confirmation. Oh my god, lightning as I say that. I just saw lightning as I saw that. Well, confirmation of what I'm saying. And the freaking rooster, wow. We don't know how to trust ourselves. We don't know how to trust our intuitions. We don't know how to trust our bodies. We don't know how to trust God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. Because we've been primarily operating out of our minds. Sorry about the rooster. And our minds have been wired to be in fear. Because there's been a whole agenda for us to be under control. And it runs very deep. It's very psychological. We've been attacked at every angle to keep us basically enslaved to these higher powers. Wow, this is crazy. It's lightning. It's starting to rain. It's been like hot. It's been summertime. This is really cool. And it's still dark out. But anyways, it's like as I've been on this journey of awakening and remembering, but also becoming more sovereign and not relying upon the mainstream media to tell me what I should believe, I've been developing a relationship more and more with my body, with my mind, with God, and learning how to trust them all. Because in the past I didn't know how to trust myself. I ultimately didn't trust myself because I put myself in shitty situations. But as time went on, I learned how to trust myself. And it really took getting like freaking juicy with myself and getting freaking intimate with myself and learning my freaking traumas and shit, because like Carl Jung said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it'll drive your life and you'll call it fate. It's like we have to get to know ourselves so we can trust ourselves, because we all hold the answers to our questions, and it's always within us. It's never external, because y'all, we create the external. So if you have questions, you hold the answers, you hold the keys. It's a matter of listening to your intuition. But like right now I'm on a liquid fast. I'm on day 3, and I've been wanting to do a fast for a long time, but like my mind was scared. My mind felt like I couldn't do it. My mind didn't trust my body and my body's innate ability to heal itself. Like if we just be and let go of the mind, things work out. It's only the mind that operates from the illusion of separation and the illusion of fear. And really, when we just trust the universe and trust our bodies and trust our intuition, shit just flows. Like, the more you awaken, the more you realize, like, you shouldn't be operating from your mind. And you can just trust your heart and trust the love and the light in your heart and follow your heart and trust your intuition and trust the flow of life. Because everything is just energy and everything is supporting you when you get out of your mind and realize you're not alone and you're not separate from anything. You are source connected to everything. Like all is one. And when you really are able to live that and feel that and see what it means, everything becomes beautiful. And then it's just a matter of unlearning all of the shit you've been programmed to believe. And instead of searching for validation or confirmation from the external, you're able to start listening to your intuition and making choices from that. Like, for example, something that I've struggled with is what to eat. There's so many different narratives out there on what is best for you. So many conflicting opinions. It makes it almost impossible. Like, for a minute, I was like, I generally don't know what to eat. Like, because I care about myself and I want to eat what's best for me. But there were so many different opinions out there. There's so much different information out there. And sorry, it's starting to rain. But I hope you can hear me fine. And so I was like, what the fuck do I even do? How do I know what to trust? There's so much information out there, you guys. It's like, how do you know what to trust? And I'm telling you, in a world full of lies and deceit and information overload, your intuition is truly your only guide. So learning to trust yourself is very powerful, because your intuition will never steer you wrong. Like I mentioned in the episode, it's like your intuition sees the river you're on as a whole. It sees the river that goes all the way back into the freaking ocean, and it sees how all is one and all is interconnected. Meanwhile, your mind is very limited and can only see the next little bend in the river. And so operating from your mind is silly. There's a quote by Albert Einstein where it's like, I forget it verbatim, but basically it's like, the rational mind is, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a loyal servant. We've created a world where we honor the mind, and we've forgotten about the gift. And it's true, like, we're never meant to just operate from the mind. The mind doesn't know. The mind is deceptive, and the mind ultimately has been programmed to be in fear. this goes hand in hand with the Bible too. I'm not like religious, and so I haven't read the Bible, or I don't like know the Psalms or some and stuff verbatim, but from what I've heard and from what I've seen and from what information I've attracted, and from what Psalms I've read, it seems as Jesus was trying to teach us the way of living from the heart. Whenever I see pictures of him, he's always depicted with his heart open. And it's like, when you live from your heart, you become enlightened and you get back to the state you were in as a child, and things work out for you. It's only your mind that is really scared to believe that's true, because your mind is scared of failure. Your mind is scared of embarrassing yourself. Your mind is scared of all these things. And it can be scary to start. It can be scary to start trusting yourself. It could be scary to follow the pull that your heart has been calling you to do. But starting, I feel, is the hardest part, and I could speak directly on my experience with fasting right now. The first day and a half, I'd say, was so hard, because fasting is deeper than just not eating. It's a spiritual experience too, an emotional experience too, because you're not just purging out the food and all the stuck matter within you. You're purging out all those stuck emotions. Because the energetic or emotional goes hand in hand with the physical. Everything is just energy that our minds decode into reality. And so that goes into our bodies too. Like, dis-ease is just dis-ease, not at ease. And when you're not at ease and you have these energetic blocks within you because you're not feeling your emotions, that's when it manifests into the physical as different ailments and disease and sicknesses. And so when you fast, you're able to purge through all those stuck emotions and all that stuck matter in your body, and eventually, and in your mind too. Like, I had to face so much shit in my mind, that so much stuff that was holding me back and deep within, and it was really intense. I was like, holy shit, this is freaking hard. This is really intense. But it's just like, starting is the hardest part, because now that I've went through the initial heap of intensity and my mind being loud and my emotions being loud and my body being loud, it's like now I'm at just peace, and now I feel so good, and now I just feel my body healing itself, and I trust in the healing that's occurring, because like, our bodies are like God or like nature. If we just let them be and let them do their thing, they naturally heal. And that's why fasting is so freaking magical, and I'm so glad that I've overcome my mind and I'm finally letting my body heal without constantly putting more shit inside of it for it to digest. Which, eating is fine, but like, when I feel, my intuition feels like we eat too much, we eat to sedate our emotions, and that's something that I've really witnessed with this fast. It's like, I felt so called to eat during the first day and a half, not even because I was hungry. Like, my stomach hasn't growled once. Not even because I was hungry, but because I didn't want to face what I was feeling, because it was so intense. And I didn't cave in, I didn't fold. But it's like, how often do we eat to fill a void within? Only if we just surrender and face that void, we're rewarded ultimately, because we're no longer stuck in a cycle of filling a void with something that will never properly fill it. And if we face it and overcome that intensity and overcome that emotions, those emotions we're avoiding, they, for one, they pass, and for two, you're able to fill it with your presence, with God, with breath, and you become lighter, you become clearer, your intuition strengthens, and you just feel better, and then your body goes into freaking healing mode, and like, it literally heals itself from all of those dead cells and cancer cells and all the bad stuff. Yet, like, it's not talked about. Like, we have all of the cures for healing the body with herbs, with fasting. Nature's given us everything we need. We have all the medicine we need. We don't need any of those pharmaceuticals. We don't need the therapy. All we need is breath and meditation, and just trusting in ourselves, trusting in God, trusting in nature, trusting in the natural process that unfolds when we get out of our mind. But it takes trusting yourself, it takes trusting your body, and it takes trusting in all that is when you get out of your mind. Yeah, and so I've learned how to trust myself and not rely on an invitation from society to do what I want, and it's incredibly freeing. And yes, like, I've made so-called mistakes, but you have to make mistakes in order to succeed. Like, there's no success without failure. And so, especially when we've been so disconnected from ourselves, it's going to take practice to connect back with ourselves. And it's going to take trial and error to see what works best for us and see what really works. Like, y'all, I've made so many fucking mistakes. I've had so many setbacks on my path of remembering who I am and living as who I am and living 100% from my heart. But you just have to start, and you can't be afraid of failure. You can't be afraid of setbacks. You can't be afraid of reverting back to old ways. Like, as long as you start and you commit to your evolution ultimately, that's when you adopt patience. Because you have to be patient with yourself as you're literally unlearning all of the programming we've had since birth. The shit has been from birth. So, if you're wanting to start trusting yourself and trusting in the call and trusting in new ways of being, be patient, because you're likely going to make mistakes. And so you gotta give yourself grace. Oh my god, it's fucking raining hard. And you just gotta trust not only yourself, but in the unknown, because your heart is constantly pulling you towards the unknown. And that's why it's scary to follow your heart, because it is following the unknown. It is trusting in the unknown. But the unknown is where infinite possibilities lie. And like I said, the heart sees the river as a whole that goes into the ocean, and it sees the interconnectedness of it all. And so trusting in your heart is trusting in God, is trusting in a higher power, is trusting in the unseen, is trusting in the unknown. And it is scary. It's terrifying for your mind. But it's so worth it. And the more you trust in the unknown, and the more you live as your divinity and follow your heart, the more your truth will be exposed, the more your intuition will heighten, the more your light and divinity will be exposed. But you can't get there without starting, and you can't start without trust. And you can't trust that without trusting yourself, because trusting yourself is trusting God, is trusting the divine, because we all have God inside. We all are God or infinite consciousness having a brief human experience. And so we hold so much, we have access to infinite wisdom, to infinity, if only if we trust. We've been programmed, y'all. And if you find yourself just rolling along with the common narrative and living your life that way, that is fine. But there are infinite truths, and you should find your truth instead of just rolling along with the single truth, the common narrative. And if you don't feel ready to trust yourself, maybe just start by questioning what you've been taught, and questioning what you've been telling yourself. Question why you can't trust yourself. And I'm gonna leave it right there. It's gonna be a shorter episode today. Stay tuned. One of my next episodes, I'm having my first guest on, which is so exciting. And we attracted one another through social media. He was sharing similar things of just being authentic, but also fasting. He's the one who inspired me to start this longer liquid fast, which I've never been able to do before, because I've seen him out there fasting for a whole month. So I can't wait to speak to him and speak to all of his wisdom and knowledge. And ultimately, my goal is, when I bring other people on, is I want to talk about our differences and see how similar we are despite our complexities and despite our diversity, because all is one. And yep, love y'all. Love y'all, and stay tuned.